America Weekend.
We are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith.
And we didn't go anywhere.
Well, we did. We did. We went into that ephemeral space someplace between here and there.
Ephemeral. What's that? What's that? That's,
it's sort of like that mystical space between space.
Can you have a thought between spaces?
That's a very good question. Now we can really get into that.
Do we have to?
No, we don't, but I suspect that you can, but I'm not sure. And now you're going to have me check on that. But speaking of the brain, because that's where thoughts come from, I happen to see this very interesting article with reference to, and I'm going to read this, the brain continues to grow through adulthood and beyond, by the way. That's what it says here, a process called neurogenesis. The hippocampus is one of these areas, and it's among the most important areas of the brain, playing roles in memory, emotion, and learning. But as we grow older, a number of factors compete with the neurogenesis and kill brain cells. And I was fascinated by that. Fascinated by it, because I feel now...
You got to get a life.
I really do.
You know, you're weird.
I am. But there are of the five things that that they noted in this wonderful article, which I quote, it's in the Huffington Post and on MSN.com. One was losing sleep, okay? And they recommend 7 to 9 hours for adults. I'm still working on the 7 hours, by the way. Smoking. Here's that. We talked about this last week. Smoking comes up again. Amazing. Dehydration. Stress. How can we avoid that? And cocaine or other narcotics.
These are things that destroy brain cells?
That destroy the neurogenesis process of the brain to regenerate.
Oh, okay.
And I know about smoking without question, okay? That has always been to the top of my list. I did not know about dehydration. Stress, I suspected but didn't know. And, of course, cocaine and smoking and other narcotics, I had that. But losing sleep is something that, in reading through on the article, particularly for our young kids, the process of learning to sleep well and get your 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours, and so on. For children, they recommend 9 to 10, 10 and a half hours of sleep every night. I'm talking about your 5 through 11 and 12 and so on.
That's almost impossible.
Absolutely. And I would have liked to have gotten into the discussion with someone on this because... Yes, smoking, without question, narcotics and cocaine, you got to stay away from that stuff, without question. But sometimes you can never get the sleep you want, and you try to stay hydrated. That's always a good idea. And stress, well, how the heck do you stay away from stress? It's part of our life cycle. It's part of the world in which we live. We're all under stress.
Well, I remember years ago I had an issue with heart arrhythmia.
Yes.
And one of the doctors said to me, well, it can be caused by one of five things or a combination of those things.
Yes.
Which was heat, fatigue, nicotine, caffeine, and tension.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very interesting. That's interesting.
Well, I don't know. I mean, well, you know, I'm okay with that now.
Well, I'm on decaffeinated coffee.
Yeah.
But they've also said that caffeine, the coffee bean, is very positive to protect against cancer. They're coming up with all these conflicting studies.
Well, you know, if I do a cup of caffeined coffee, or a Coca-Cola, or, you know, not to plug anybody, or, you know, Pepsi, or whatever the heck it is, I notice the difference in my physical being. I feel, not tingling, but I feel
I know how
anxious.
You feel. Yes, absolutely. And I used to get that at night, and I couldn't figure out why till the doctor said, do you have a cup of coffee after your meal? And I did all my life. At dinner time, we always had a cup of coffee, okay? And he said, stop drinking the coffee. And then he said, come off of coffee completely except decaffeinated coffee. And the difference is remarkable, absolutely remarkable.
It is.
I miss my coffee, though. I miss my coffee.
I'm sure.
I do.
Especially, a nice espresso.
Oh, please. Well, now I have to get a decaf. My brother says, it's brown mud. Why are you bothering? Thank you, Ralph. That's my brother.
Some people, caffeine doesn't bother.
And
you know, some people, smoking doesn't bother. My grandmother, who lived to her mid-80s, smoked I think probably every day of her life,
wow,
non-filtered cigarettes.
Oh, gosh.
And never had a problem. But, you know, if any of us did that, I mean, I would have been...
I wouldn't have made
I would have been not here a long time ago.
I know, and I've said this story on the air before. I buried my entire family, every single one of them, of the six closest to us, two uncles, two aunts, mother and father, because of smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's it. They smoked. And I spent all my young adult and adult life with trying to get them to stop. And I failed six times. It's incredible.
Well, it's certainly not your responsibility. People have to take responsibility. And I divide that word into two words, response and ability. So,
well, but I guess in many ways I'm being selfish because I lost my mom at 66. She was 66. Much too young.
Well, I lost my mother at 60.
Much too young. At 60,
I mean, so,
too young.
I mean, those were different times, Carl.
I mean,
we're both older now, and we can look back and say, yeah, if we'd had done that or if they had done that,
yep,
maybe they would have lived another 10, 15, 20 years. Who knows?
It's being selfish. I know that because I don't want them to go.
Well, I agree with your wife, Danielle, that when the spirit is ready to depart, mm-hmm, the form, the body, then it's going to go no matter what.
If I could get my wife on this show, I would. And it would be the Danielle Rowland show.
I'll invite her.
There's absolutely no way. She has avoided cameras. She does not like microphones. Nah. She goes in the other direction.
I see.
I've invited her. I'm not kidding you. I told you this off camera. I said, look, come on the show. We'll sit. We'll talk about the family. Forget about it. Not interested. But you want to give her a shot? Good luck.
Well, are we giving any kind of remuneration for guests these days?
They're lucky they walk in the door.
Okay.
We're charging a quarter at the door, ladies and gentlemen, to come into the studio. No, I'm kidding. But no, if I put money down, a walking path of money, she wouldn't come on the show in front of a microphone.
But your wife, not to certainly belabor the point, but she's a very spiritual person.
Yes, she is.
And she's knowledgeable in the esoteric understandings of various disciplines.
The simplest way to put it is she's very comfortable in that environment.
Okay.
Very comfortable.
And I am too.
Yes, I know that.
I like talking about those sort of things. It makes sense to me.
Can I tell a story?
Sure.
When we had dinner at a lovely restaurant in Mahwah, New Jersey. I think it was at the Palms, too.
Many, many years ago.
Many years ago now. I was with his lovely wife, Anne, my wife, Danielle, Roland and I. And Danielle and Roland spent most of the evening talking about the spirits. And it was wonderful because they carried on.
Not the spirits. Well, the spiritual things.
Spiritual things.
Well, you know, I mean,
I get corrected all the time by both of them.
If you look, a new survey was just out, and it shows an increase every year of people who say that they are spiritual but not religious.
That's true.
And you know, I often wonder, well, why is that? That's probably because people are getting tired of the restrictions that dogmas,
yes,
bring into our daily lives as we try to get through things that sometimes belie dogma.
Correct. And the spiritual realm has no dogma, and that's Danielle's belief.
No, it has wonder.
Yes.
And isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that wonderful? It is. And it's exactly how she believes. It has no dogma. It has no theory, as she calls it.
And I have to join you because, I mean, both of us were brought up in a relatively strict religious background.
Yes.
And have chosen to go a little bit beyond that. I don't reject what I was taught and learned and loved as a child. I embrace that with new thinking.
And it's a very, very, very interesting way you put it. That new thinking has led me backwards to the beginnings of our faith, to the Gnostic Bible, as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding it, of course, my visit to the Vatican was a miracle, as far as I'm concerned. It was an absolute treasure. But understanding the history of it all, not so much from a spiritual perspective, but from a historical perspective. I'm fascinated by that. And I keep going back. I keep going back.
Well, history, as John Kennedy said, is prologue.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's a nice way to put it. Very nice way. You do say things very nicely. I must say that, Ron.
Gee, thanks, Carl.
Yeah, you know, as someone used to say, I don't care what they're saying about you now. You're still a heck of a guy. Yeah,
right. And basically what I should tell people is what we're doing is what they call the old world in vaudeville is vamping.
We're vamping here, folks.
And why? Because?
We have 30 seconds left.
There you go. And we also have some interesting stuff coming
we
up,
do,
too.
We do, our guests.
Well, we're talking about a little bit of tax, some tax things that might be
My
of interest to people.
Favorite topic, you know.
I know it is.
This gets me going. It gets me all wound up. There you go. Kevin, why am I talking? I have no idea. Kevin's got his hands in the air again. I don't understand this man. Looks like he's swimming now. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Smith Sabatino. Kevin Wolf behind the mic.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.